The Ministry of Information presents June 1940. There was no chair with his name on the back. There was no dressing room, and in any case there was no costume to be fitted. There was no car to collect him from home or to return him at the end of the day. The script was printed on what looked like rice paper. The sole water closet in the studio could be used by anyone, even electricians. The director was 8 years old. The continuity girl was 90. The pay was an insult. "I really am grateful," said Ambrose to the journalist from Kinematograph Weekly, "to be able to do something for the war effort. Really, it's almost a privilege." He took a mouthful of lukewarm chicory and smiled over the journalist's shoulder at the lady sitting at the next table. She looked startled. It had been yet another disappointment to add to the catalogue accrued during the day so far that the journalist, a shabby, enthusiastic man named Heswell, was not interviewing Ambrose for a feature on Ambrose, but for some article about ministry-sponsored films. Ambrose acting as a mere conduit for information. There being, but of course, no green room in the studio, they had adjourned to a cafe in the next street, taking advantage of the mid-morning break enforced by the striking of one inadequate set and the erection of another.
"I gather it's all very economical," said Heswell, dabbing away at a tiny notepad. "What is it? 2 films a day? 70 seconds apiece?"
"Indeed."
"And another 2 tomorrow?"
"For my sins."
Heswell looked up at him inquiringly.
"That means yes," said Ambrose, abandoning charm. "I simply hope that the degree of economy being used does not transfer to the screen."
"You mean you hope it doesn't look cheap?"
"Your words, dear chap, not mine."
"The designer used the word simplicity rather than economy. He said that it was actually an exciting challenge to produce something stylish on a tiny budget. It made him think very hard."
"Did it indeed? Made him think very hard, presumably, about painting a flat with taupe emulsion and then putting a table in front of it and calling it the Brown's dining room."
Ambrose checked his watch.
It seemed extraordinary that despite the brevity...